time is 8:07. Currently a beautiful start weather-wise here in north central Wisconsin at our Bull Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. A lot of sunshine, 50 degrees is the temperature. It's been a terrific start throughout the early part of this week, and as we get to our hump day Wednesday, looks like another good one. And very happy to have you with us for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. Also, good news, it looks like we're back on the video stream. And I say good news, maybe with quotations around it, but because I've always said I'm more of a radio guy than a TV guy, and this is sort of a television kind of look. But again, you can join us as well on our video stream by going to facebook.com and x.com, checking out Bull Falls Radio, and then you can also add your comments and be part of the show, because we want you to be part of the show, and we would love you to join us as well, either through the phone lines or through the text lines. And our number is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And make sure you have that number close by as well today, because a few times during the course of the show, we are going to give you an opportunity to call in and win a pair of passes to the Parade of Homes. The Parade of Homes coming June 4th through the 9th. And it's always a terrific event in early June, a chance to really experience some wonderful building. And, of course, North Star Restoration, who is the sponsor of our North Star Nose segment every Thursday morning at 8:34. They've been kind enough to provide us with some passes. And we talked last week with John Garcia about, and actually last 2 weeks with John Garcia about the Parade of Homes home that North Star Builds is putting up, and it really is something. And that's just one of the great homes that you'll be able to see with the Parade of Homes. So coming up, I think two or three times today. We'll see how the show rolls along. We're going to try to give you a few chances to call in. So again, make sure you have that number close by, 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297. Have it close by for your chance to win. But also, again, I bring up topics. I bring up things I see in the news. I bring up things I hear about when I'm out and about here in our community. And sometimes I'll miss something. And if there's a topic that you would like to talk about when we have the opportunity, call up. We'll put you on the air. We'll discuss it. We'll either agree or disagree, but either way, I'm sure we'll be very friendly about it. And we'd love to hear from you. And again, that's something we want to try to develop as we get deeper and deeper into 2024. There's going to be so many different important issues that we discuss. In fact, I mean, I look outside, and over the time that we've been here, and then we're going to continue into the summer, then into the next year or two, we're going to see construction out here. We're going to see the importance of the rebuilding of what was the Wausau Mall area. If you want to talk about that, you want to talk about things going on within the schools, when you want to talk about things going on within politics in the area and the state of Wisconsin, there are so many different things that we can be talking about, but I also want to make sure that we're talking about the things that are important to you. And one of the ways that we can do that is for you to reach out to me and say, hey, Chad, hey, Ian, this is what we should be talking about. And frankly, I cannot read your mind. I need to be able to know what you're thinking. And again, I know there are issues. You're probably saying, well, why are you talking about that? You talk too much about this. You don't talk enough about that. Well, we're giving you the opportunity. We're giving you the chance to be part of this program and to call us up, to text us as well. Real easy to text us. Same number. I mean, you can either call us or text us at the very same number, 715-382-9297. And also make it really easy. I mean, as easy as it possibly can be, download the Civic Media app. And we've been talking about this for months and months and months. It's getting better and better and better. And in fact, coming up next week, we're starting off playoffs in high school sports. On Tuesday of next week, we're going to have two games on. I'm going to have a game, and Tom Weaver's going to have a game. And both games will be available live online. We'll have one game that's live on the air and the normal way on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, Alexa, you know the drill. But also on our website at BullFallsRadio.com, there's a Sports 2 stream. Also on our app, you have our live stream, and then right next to it is Sports 2 and Sports 3. And next Tuesday, if you want to hear the game that's live on our online source, You can either go to your computer, go to BullFallsRadio.com, click on Sports 2, or bring out the app. Real simple, and it is a fantastic app. Again, it's free. All you do is go to wherever you get your apps, whether it's Google Play, whether it's the App Store, search Civic Media, and then you'll see it. Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Download it. Bang. You got it. Mm-hmm. And then you open it up, and you got yourself 20 apps because it'll be Civic Media. Then you click on it, and it'll have listings of every station on the Civic Media radio network. And the fifth one down, and I'm trying to get ours moved up. We should be number one. But but we're the fifth one down on the app, Bull Falls Radio. You open it up, and then you're able to listen to this stream wherever you may be. Go around the world. It can be tuned in wherever you are. To listen to this show and all the other programming live here on Bull Falls Radio. But then you also have the Sports 2 stream and the Sports 3 stream. So if we have that extra game that's on next Tuesday, and as we get into the playoffs, we may have more than a few of those, you'll be able to tune in live to the game that is not live on the radio. So again, and also something really quick, coming up very, very soon, we're going to have another Text to Win contest. And the Text to Win contest we had a couple of months ago, we did not have it actually during our show. We had it one time during Pat's show, then they would do it again early on during Jane's show after ours, Matt and Air on Air. Then they would do it again during Todd Alba's show as well, but not during our show. Well, I've been told that we're going to have it during our show this time around, and the prizes will be even better. But the Text to Win contest, I said you can text us on our phone number, our call and phone number for the contest. This is only through the app because that's it. Part of the deal is we want to, you know, let people use the app, find out how good the app is, how easy the app is. So if you want to win in this contest, you're going to need to download the app. So I'm telling you now because we don't want you missing any opportunities to win when we start this contest. And again, we're here in Wausau. All the big decisions are made down in Madison. I get the rumbles. The rumbles, they comes up from the south right through central Wisconsin. But the rumbles are we're going to be starting this very, very, very soon. So if you have not already downloaded the Civic Media app, do it right now. Go to that app store, go to your Google Play, download it so you're ready to win. But also, it's easy then to contact the show because all you do is open up the app, bring up Bull Falls Radio. There's a button that says call. There's a button that says text. You don't have to put any numbers. I mean, I give you the number all the time, but if you have the app, then you don't even have to worry about those numbers. All you have to do is hit the button and then either text us, you know, with your thoughts or call us with your thoughts as well. And call us during our contest when we have a chance later on today to give you an opportunity to win those passes to the Parade of Homes. Or on Friday, again, don't forget on Friday, we will be giving you the opportunity again to win some terrific prizes from the Chula Vista Resort, a chance to have an overnight stay, to have four water park passes, for also a $25 gift certificate for one of the restaurants at the Chula Vista Resort. So again, I just haven't talked about it, I think, as much as we need to, because I want you to get that app. I want you to be able to do that. And also, it makes me look good. And as I've said before, I got my name on the show. I got to make me look good because the folks down in Madison, they look all the time. Where are the folks downloading the app from? What station are they clicking on for the app? What station is providing the most bang for the buck with our app? And if it's Bull Falls Radio, if it's folks who tune into this show, that makes me look good to the bosses down in Madison.
Then so, we're doing it right.
There you go. So that's what we would like to do. So, again, just wanted to let you know about that. And again, the bottom line is we want you to be part of this show and be part of the conversation and to be somebody that can provide us some great ideas in terms of topics in case we're missing anything that you would love to talk about. So, again, 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297, or just push the button on the app. All right, before we go any further, after all that, need to give an official, you heard the voice already, but we need the official good morning to Ian Welsh. Ian, again, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I tell you, I we want to look good. We want to make sure that, you know,
yes,
that people are responding to our show, because then the big bosses will say, hey, boy, you guys must be doing something right out there. And that's what we want for folks to say. We're doing something right out there. And of course, again, you're doing something right as well as we got. And it's weird with the technology because, again, I have no idea why it went away. You don't have any idea. And I was talking yesterday as well.
I swear, I didn't push it.
No, and I know I you mean, didn't. I mean,
maybe it was an accident. But, I don't know. But we don't know.
But I have this technology I use for our broadcast as well. And something changed on it, and I have no idea why it did. I did get in contact with our folks down in Madison, our engineering folks, and they were able to fix it all up. So all three of our remote units are back and working at 100%. So that's good news as well. But with technology, I tell you,
it's only great when it works.
I know, right? And I'm not great at technology. Are you good at technology? Are you somebody that is able to really, you know, if there's a technological gadget out there or something else, that you're sort of on top of it?
I've had a lot of practice with technology. I went to college for technology a little bit, and my parents often come to me with questions about the computer and the printer and their phones. So yeah, I'm pretty good with technology.
And I see
there's something to learn though.
Also, real fast, I see on Facebook once in a while you have this show. Do you have a show that you do?
Oh yeah.
Actually, why don't you hold your thought? We'll talk about this a little bit later on.
Show, but I do have a show, but I'll say more about it later.
I found this out, and then I thought, what's going on here? I didn't know about this. So we're gonna learn a little bit more about Ian later in the program.
But so stay tuned. It'll be a nice surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we go any further, in just over a minute, we're going to be joined by Brittany Merlot. Talk about what looks to be another fantastic day here in central Wisconsin. Great start. Glad you could be with us. 50 degrees, sunny skies. The time is 8:18. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXU. And of course, as I just talked about, on the Civic Media app. I hope during that break that you were able to go to your App Store, go to your Google Play, download the app, because then you'll have all the Civic Media radio stations at the touch of a button and be able to get to Bull Falls Radio whenever you need to. And most of the time, that's very often. But again, get that app and really take advantage of what's been a great technology put out by the folks here at Civic Media. Again, a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin, here in downtown Wausau at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. It is fair and 50 degrees, lots of sunshine. And so far this week, been nothing to complain about as we get to the middle portion of May. And to find out about our Hump Day Wednesday, and as we head downhill towards the weekend, get all the weather information that we need from our very own Brittany Merlot, meteorologist extraordinaire. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Before we go into the weather, it was really odd yesterday. And we always talk about how we're also on our Facebook page and our X page, and we have the video here for folks to keep an eye on us on what we're up to here. We got done with you yesterday. We were on the video stream, and all of a sudden, it went away. We didn't have it for the rest of the show. You blew up the internet, I think, yesterday.
I blew it up.
No, it was just weird.
Oh, no.
But we don't know for certain. That's our fault,
No. But the thing about technology, and I was asking Ian about this, and I'm not great with technology. And I imagine with you, with all the weather information that you have to keep track of with all the technology that's involved in that, would you call yourself somebody that is really on the cutting edge of technology?
Oof, that's tough. Back when I was in college, I'd say maybe I was on the cutting edge of technology, writing codes and different things, but not anymore. That has faded from my memory. But I mean, yes, looking at model runs and just being would just say web savvy is really all I have to be.
How much do you have? I mean, how many different pieces of information do you use in terms of when you make your forecast, when you try to tell us what we can expect over the next few days? How much do you bring in? Is it overly complicated? Is it maybe less complicated than we think? Maybe peel the curtain back just a little bit.
Ooh, I like this. No one's ever asked me this. So absolutely. So what happens is it depends. Like today, I didn't have to do too much. High pressure system over Wisconsin. It's just sunny, calm, no big deal. But for tomorrow, for instance, I'm taking a look at that days in advance. I'm watching that system progress and what it's doing off to the west, how much rain it's producing, how it's materializing. And when it gets to us, we look at so many different charts and maps from the surface level, what's going on at where we stand on the ground, all the way high up in the atmosphere. Every single level matters. So there's at least 5 different levels I'm looking at for that. On top of the systems, the front, the jet stream, the microclimates, what is exactly going to happen when it hits Rib Mountain, Granite Peak area, that elevation, it changes certain things. Every different place from low-lying areas and the cold air sinking in up north, getting that frost. You got to watch that. We watch it days and days in advance, and we're just constantly looking at maps. I'd probably say at least 50 different things by the time that system hits have gone into that forecast, at least from my end. I mean, some people could just read a weather app and hope that that's right, but...
Well, the thing about it, and I'm not blowing smoke here, and people say, "Yeah, you're just, you know, you're throwing out compliments because of, you know, being colleagues and being part of the same civic media team." But the information you've been given since you've been coming on this program has been so good, because I often ask you about me and my broadcast, and just even last Friday when you told me about what was going to be happening, as we had a game that was a little bit later on in the evening, and you said, "Oh, that was the worst possible time." And I get over there, the clouds move in early in the day. It was beautiful, and then all of a sudden the clouds move in, and the JV game gets done, and they're having a presentation like for senior night between games, and the rain, just as you predicted, right around the time that you predicted, came rolling in. It was going sideways, and as you predicted as well, you said once it gets past, then, you know, things are gonna calm down, and then did within an hour or so. So again, whatever you're doing, I gotta say it is working, because again, I've had folks over the years where I'm never sure if the information's gonna be right. You know,
sure,
some, like you said, some of them I think go a little less deep, but I just think that what you've been able to accomplish so far has been fantastic, and I appreciate it, because it's obviously helped me in terms of my planning when I'm running around all the time doing these games. So thank you for the good information, number one.
Thank you so much, Chad. That means the world to me and other forecasters as well. We work our butts off for you. So thank you so much. And it is another thing too, just to be totally transparent and honest, it takes a good year to fully understand a very certain local area and exactly what's going to happen as these systems go through. So it's a lot of trial and error, and I've been in the state of Wisconsin for 10 years now, just forecasting Wisconsin and all those little microclimates. And it's just so much fun. I love Wisconsin.
And as I look outside, again, it's just a beautiful start. We've had a few beautiful days in a row now, and it looks like it's going to stay this way at least for a little while longer, right?
Just a little bit longer. Today's beautiful. Just soak it up. Enjoy it. If you have any gardening to do, I think you're getting on that safe level of probably no more frosts in the future. Our overnight lows are looking pretty good. So if you want to plant, I would suggest you can do so. Highs today, 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we will see more clouds as that system strikes. A low pressure moves into the western part of the state overnight. So off to the west, they'll start to see showers and thunderstorms. But for us, I think it'll get here around 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Be a main wave first. We'll see some sunshine and then some more scattered showers and storms possible into the afternoon and evening. They're not supposed to be severe. It shouldn't be strong or anything like that. Just some gusty winds moving through and some heavy downpours. We could see about 1/4 inch of rain tomorrow. And then that kicks on out of here, and we'll see more sunshine for Friday.
Yeah, I saw Friday looks fantastic. So, luckily one day we're going to have to worry about having those rain slickers and the umbrellas. That's tomorrow.
Yep. That's not too bad. Tomorrow's the day.
All right, Brittany. Well, thanks again for all the information. Have yourself a great Wednesday, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye. Bye.
That is our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, with us every day at 8:20 here on the program. Right now, fair skies and 50 degrees in downtown Wausau. The winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 35. Relative humidity of 57%. The barometer at 29.95 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we have information update. We'll find out what's happening in news, weather, and sports. Then we'll come back, and we're going to give that first opportunity to win a pair of passes to the Parade of Homes. Again, that's coming up in early June, and our good friends over at North Star Restoration and North Star Bills has provided some passes to the event, and we'll give you a chance to earn a couple of those passes coming up in just a few moments. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:29. Again, 50 degrees, sunny skies here in downtown Wausau. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. No lessons learned from yesterday. Talk for changes, lost in pages of pain.
Reaches triple digits as we head into postseason time for spring sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Kaukauna has won the last three Division I softball state titles and is one of the most dominant programs we've seen in any sport during this decade. The Galloping Ghosts' impressive run continued last week with a trio of victories in the FBA. Junior Carly Meredith was dominating as usual, getting the victory in the circle for each one, striking out 47 batters in 22 innings. An 11-1 win over Kimberly on Friday marked the 100th consecutive victory for the Ghosts, dating back to early in the 2021 season. Kaukauna will undoubtedly be a number one seed in the Division I softball playoffs, which will be announced later this week. While we have to wait a bit on the D1 brackets, the WIAA has released the information for Divisions 2 through 5, which start Thursday. Of course, you can get the full brackets and other tournament info at wisports.net. Speaking of tournament play, with just 1 week left in the regular season, the inaugural boys and girls lacrosse campaigns are starting to wind down. The WIAA announced the playoff seeds and brackets over the weekend as the tournament gets started next Thursday for girls and next Friday for boys. There are just two sectionals for each, with Wanakee and Nina grabbing the number one seeds on the boys' side, while the top seeds in girls lacrosse went to University School and Kettle Moraine Badger. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, sunny skies right now in downtown Wausau. It's been a very good start to the work week. We are to the midway point of the month of May, May the 15th here of 2024. And right now, the temperature continuing to rise here in downtown Wausau, 51 degrees, according to my weather app right here. So often I'll use the temperature that comes from the National Weather Service, but they only update it hourly, so it's good to get right on top of it. And also our eyewitness weather, because, well, you know what eyewitness weather is? It means me turning my head to the right, looking out the window and saying, looking, the sun is shining.
Yep.
As opposed to looking at the screen when I got the weather right to my right. But a beautiful start here this morning. Expecting a beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. A lot of sunshine before the possibility of some rain coming in tomorrow. But as we get more and more into spring and then towards summer. Some great events always happening here in North Central Wisconsin. And one of those events is the Wausau Area Builders Association's Parade of Homes. And it's coming up June 4th through the 9th. There are homes throughout Central Wisconsin. And if you go to the Wausau Area Builders website, wausauareabuilders.com, you can go to the Parade of Homes page and actually see a listing of all the homes that are going to be featured between June 4th and June 9th. And again, as I mentioned, every Thursday we have with North Star Builds and North Star Restoration, our North Star Knows segment. And last 2 weeks we've had John Garcia in talking about what North Star Builds is doing for the Parade of Homes. And in addition, North Star Builds and North Star Restoration has provided some passes, tickets to the Parade of Homes, a pair of tickets to be able to visit all these homes. And again, looking at some of the different homes that are going to be featured, I was looking at the website, in fact, myself. I got to say, the North Star Builds home is really something that stands out. It really is something that's very interesting and something that I think we talk about often on Thursdays about using that imagination for folks who are trying to put together their dream home, and they work together with North Star Builds in order to make that dream come true. But right now, we would love to give you an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to visit these Parade of Homes. And again, be able to see some really, really interesting thoughts and developments and be part of it between June 4th and June the 9th. So right now, we're going to have you call in. Again, our number here is 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. And Ian, what number should we take for our winner right here?
Let's try lucky number three.
Lucky number three, Trace in Spanish. So if you would like to get a pair of tickets to the Parade of Homes coming June the 4th through June the 9th, courtesy of North Star Restoration and North Star Builds, call us right now at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to win those pair of passes. The Parade of Homes coming June 4th through June the 9th. Wanted to mention earlier this week, there was another Wausau School Board meeting. And the Wausau School Board, and we've talked a lot about the Wausau School Board and the district and the issues over the last year and a half. And the issues right now have kind of changed because we went from so much discussion when it came to consolidation of the high schools and the junior high schools. Now there's discussion of consolidation and trying to reduce the footprint of the elementary schools. That is continuing to be looked at and studied and talked about. But also right now, the district is going through some money issues, I guess is the way to put it. Some, a budget deficit that is causing some real questions to be asked in terms of how to balance the budget, and it's leading to proposals of cuts in staffing. And there was a story on WausauPilotsandReview.com about Monday evening's discussion, the Wausau School Board meeting, and it turned into a rather emotional discussion because talked about the Enrich Achieve Excel Learning Academy, and it is a school that began as a charter school back in 2005. It provides personalized secondary education to those students who struggle in their learning at either traditional middle school or high schools. And as part of this budget deficit and as part of the discussion in terms of, again, I mean, I don't envy the board right now, having to deal with the number of issues they are and trying to find a way to manage this looming deficit in the Wausau School District. One of the plans is that the Enrich Achieve Excel Learning Center, the Enrich Achieve Excel Learning Academy, will be losing two certified teachers under one of the plans. And that led to a number of folks coming to the board. And that's one of the, again, we've talked this week, not in this realm, but in other realms, about voting and about our democracy and about making our system work. And the only way it works is if people are involved. And if they're seeing something that they want their voice to be heard about, they want their ideas to be considered, or they want to say, hey, this idea is going to hurt people like me or hurt others in our community. The only way the system truly works is if you go out there and you follow the issues, you follow the discussions, and you actually go out there, and when you have an opportunity to speak, you do speak. And that's exactly what happened on Monday. There were a number of speakers, and they gave statements which were called emotional in the pilot story, talking about the importance of this school, what it's been able to accomplish over these couple of decades. And it was part of the public comment portion of the meeting. And again, that's so important, having those public comments to give the board. And the board, they reach out, they talk to folks, but sometimes you talk to people that agree with you. And I mean, whether you're on a board or whether you're just a normal citizen, sometimes you get caught up talking to folks that you sort of, you know, you end up nodding your head a lot. Sometimes you need to hear from people that may have a different idea. And that's one of the good things about the public comment aspect of the board meetings, whether it's a school board, whether it's a city council, whether it's a county board, whatever it may be. And a number of the folks that spoke out, I mean, there were some very powerful quotes in the pilot story. Olivia Franklin, who had been previously a junior at Wausau East High School, said, "I was made fun of my religious and cultural differences. This took a toll on me and made me isolate myself more and more." Said that she found EEA a good fit after shadowing the school for 3 days and transferred with significant results. Franklin was diagnosed with ADHD, dyslexia, and an inability to write coherently while she was at John Marshall Elementary School and struggled in the traditional educational setting. Said that the change was vital in terms of her academic career. And there were others who spoke as well. So, and again, going back beyond, you know, this specific issue right now, when you look at, there's so many folks, mainly on the right, that talk about the failing schools. I've spoken in the past. I've seen comments made by, you know, in the commentary segments of Mr. Connolly's speeches on WSAU talking about the failing schools. Well, a lot of those folks need to look in the mirror. Going back, you know, for many years, especially during the Walker administration in this state, where basically funding for the public schools has been choked off. What do you expect to happen when you're not providing the necessary funding to educate our children? And now it leads to these kind of questions at places like the Wausau School District. And you see over and over and over again, schools around the state of Wisconsin going to their voters asking for money, not for buildings, but just for the expenses to keep their schools operating expenses. Over and over and over again, they are being asked to go to the taxpayers because the folks in the state of Wisconsin in their state legislature is not properly funding our public schools. We are right now funding both the public and the private schools in the state of Wisconsin. So the same people who complain that we have failing schools then fail to do anything about it. They're very good at that. They're very good about saying, oh, failure, 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 and then never really answering the question except, well, go voucher programs. That's what works. Voucher programs. That is not what works for everybody. No, not in, maybe for some people it does work, but not for everybody. So again, when we talk about these issues that we're seeing right now in the Wausau School District when it comes to a potential deficit, well, where does it all start? It starts with a lack of funding, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 5 years, but for 10, 15, 20 years. And even when you see, like we did last summer during the budget, where Tony Evers was able to add something to the pot for the public schools, we're still way behind. So again, these questions is not a simple fact of saying, hey, school board, do something about this. It's part school board, it's part state of Wisconsin, it's part legislature, it's part governors. I mean, there are so many different aspects to it, and it makes for very, very difficult discussions and very, very difficult decisions. And the EEA Learning Academy has 15 staff, including 3 certified teachers advisors, 2 volunteers from AmeriCorps as well. The proposed cuts would mean EEA would lose 2 certified educators who teach core subjects, provide individualized instruction to students, and help with disciplinary issues. The two teachers have been given new teaching assignments elsewhere in the district, according to the district's communications coordinator, Diana White. So, again, last month, the Wausau School Board approved laying off at least three employees. So, again, these questions are going to be continued to be asked, and answers are going to have to be found by the decision makers, starting with the Wausau School Board. But, again, a lot of these issues have come from poor decision making and poor prioritizing at the state level. You can, again, get more on that story by checking out WausauPilotAndReview.com. The time is 8:48. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. That is the fact. Yes, we're lovers. That is the fact. Oh, nothing will keep us together. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or the Bow Falls Radio X page as well. Be able to watch our video, be able to comment there as well. So, again, please do that, and please be part of the show. Again, if you have any thoughts on what I was just talking about when it came to issues with the budget and with teachers and with cutting positions within the Wausau School District, we'd love to hear your thoughts as well. You can either call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. Along with Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. And let's loosen it up just a little bit here for a few minutes because it's loosening up a little bit, but it's also, again, kind of making me shake my head. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to talk about a little bit about celebrity culture again, because yesterday an interesting story came in through sports in the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, their men's basketball team. Okay. They hired a celebrity, a radio personality, to be their head coach. And I'm going to get into it a little bit more next hour. But I came across a survey that was done because, of course, we are in a presidential election year.
That's right.
And folks in this country love celebrities. Even if I'm
I'm one of those people. I like celebrities.
There you go. But as president of the United States, I'm not so sure. We just had one a few years ago, a celebrity president. It didn't work so well, in my opinion. But there was a survey that asked, you know, what if Americans could choose a celebrity to become president of the United States? Who would you want to be the president? And I have the top 10. By any chance, okay, you said it. You kind of you follow these celebrity folks. If you were to pick, and again, this is not a serious question, but if you know, there was a celebrity out there, you thought, hey, just based on, you know, the way the guy talks, the way the guy you know, comes across, somebody that seems to be a smart person, what celebrity do you think would be a good one to be a president of the United States?
Well, just.
I know it's a little bit of a threw it out there to you.
There's a lot of possibilities.
But I mean, it doesn't have to be the number. I mean, just somebody maybe comes top of mind or something like that. Somebody that you've been impressed with that would you wouldn't be like, you know, tearing your hair out thinking, oh, this guy could never do it or this woman could never do it. Who would be somebody that maybe a celebrity that you think would be a terrific choice to be a celebrity president? Maybe.
Honestly, I'd probably have to say a George Clooney.
George Clooney is on the list. George Clooney, in fact, is fifth on the list of the top 10. He was named by 10% of the folks that were surveyed. So that's actually a very good. And I think
I can see him as a president.
George Clooney comes across as a thinker, as somebody that does delve into some issues rather deeply. The number one choice on this survey was Denzel Washington.
Oh.
And that makes sense. Denzel Washington has been, you know, somebody that plays, I think, smart characters. And when he's spoken, he's come across as a very intelligent person as well. So Denzel Washington was named in 15% of these ballots that were put out in this survey.
Okay.
The second person is somebody that's actually talked himself about perhaps some point being president of the United States, perhaps thinking about it at some point.
It's not Aaron Rodgers.
It was not Aaron Rodgers. It was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I can see him as a possible presidential candidate.
He's actually spoken of it in the past. That
great actor, an action hero, a funny guy. I think he could be a good president if he worked hard.
The third person comes across as somebody I'm not surprised is on this list, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks has always been a very thoughtful person, and I think somebody that's been likable. I think a lot of this is who do you find likable? And the fourth person, and I found this one interesting because so many people are talking about our candidates being too old. Well, this guy is more than 90 years old. Clint Eastwood, former mayor.
That would be interesting.
Former mayor of Carmel, California. But if you're looking for, he's way older than both President Biden and Trump. So
absolutely.
So if you're concerned about being old, this guy he's pushing 90 years. I think he's more than 90 years old, but he's still working. He's still directing. Then George Clooney came in fifth. Oprah Winfrey, the first woman celebrity.
Okay.
She is number six. Matthew McConaughey. Be a lot of smoke in that White House if it was Matthew McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey comes in at number seven. Then a couple of tech guys come in eight to nine. One is Bill Gates and one is Elon Musk. Elon Musk has been
tanking. I don't know about the president of X being the president of the United States.
I know. I think that, that would probably not be.
A little... Yeah.
And the final one on the listing is Mark Cuban, former owner in the NBA's Dallas Mavericks and Shark Tank and all that. So he's also mentioned from time to time thoughts of maybe throwing his hat in the ring at some point in the future. So
honestly, those all seem like interesting candidates.
None of which I would want to see actually be president. I have had enough celebrity culture.
A movie or a TV series, but probably not in... That is an actual president.
By the way, Clint Eastwood is 93 years old. So could you imagine 93 years old starting his term as president of the United States? Because you often see the pictures of people that serve as president, where they start and where they finish, and they all age very significantly over those 4 years. And because there's a lot of pressure in the job. And if you're going to go into it at age 93, holy cow.
Wow.
But that's interesting. So again, those are the top 10 celebrity presidential candidates.
How about that?
So very interesting indeed. Hey, we gotta come back with another hour on the program. We will be talking about another aspect of celebrity culture within the sports as well. So again, it's going to be very interesting to see how a radio personality does as a head basketball coach at the Division I level. So
can't wait to hear
who it is. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it coming up in the next hour. The time is 8:58. We have a news, weather, and sports update. Again, top and bottom of every hour, we keep you up to speed on what's going on. National news, Terry Bell with our civic media state news. Brittany will have our local news and weather. Mike Clemens with sports as well. That's all coming up. And then we're back with our number two of the show, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.